Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. Jacques Berliner Blau is a noted author with a number of important works to his credit, including the brilliant book, How to Be Secular, A Call to Arms for Religious Freedom. I would argue that had more Americans heeded that call, we would be in a far healthier place as a nation, both in terms of respect for diversity and appreciation for differences in beliefs. But here we are, and Dr. Berliner Blau has just published his latest book, a sophisticated tome with a simple title, Secularism, The Basics. It's a critically important book for a time such as this, and I am delighted that it brings the author back to State of Belief Radio today. Jacques, thank you for being with us again.
Thank you for having me, Reverend Gaddy. Great to be here.
So where have you seen the growing threats coming from the most?
In the United States, it's the Christian right. It's that interesting and somewhat perplexing, from a historian's perspective, union of evangelical Protestantism and conservative Roman Catholicism. They joined ranks in the early 70s, ostensibly over their frustration with the Roe v. Wade decision. Mm-hmm. And what I've often noticed in American public culture is when Protestant evangelicals and conservative Roman Catholics are aligned, they are a juggernaut that almost can't be stopped. Whatever they want, they tend to get. So part of the problem begins there in this country, but this is a global issue. In India, there's the BJP party, a very conservative Hindu nationalist party. In Israel, there are a variety of ultra-Orthodox religious parties, such as the Shas party. And as much as they might dislike one another, Reverend Gaddy, on theological and doctrinal issues, they all share the same low opinion of political secularism.
I read you as saying that a loss of an understanding of and respect for fundamental secular values imperils people of faith as much as those who claim no faith, and that the recent surge in anti-Semitism is just one such manifestation.
Oh, absolutely. Interestingly, American secular movements have always had a very similar enemy to African Americans and religious minorities. And it's been a type of white conservative Christian, generally from the South, but that's starting to expand. Mm-hmm. What's interesting to me is when I speak to African American scholars and theologians and journalists, they tell me that secularism is very unpopular in the African-American community, that it's a stand-in for whiteness. This might have to do with the fact that the secular movement was so white and so not diverse itself up until the end of the 20th century. I do think things are starting to change, but obviously not fast enough. That's just a sidebar, but it's interesting the way secularism is read in a non-benign way by a variety of communities of faith and racial communities in our country.
Yeah. We need to take another break, but I'll talk more with Jacques Berliner Blau in just a minute. And later, thoughts for Martin Luther King Day from King's eldest son. If you miss any part of today's program, you can hear full episodes of State of Belief anytime on our website. You'll also find links to the topics we discussed this week, extended interviews and transcripts, and an archive of past shows. All of that at stateofbelief.com. I'm Welton Gaddy. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, religion and radio done differently.